Now we are going to call Brother Adesanya so he can give us the announcement, and afterward we will be dismissed with a short prayer and dua.
Thank you, Brother Nam. I'd like to deviate from our program a little bit and like to call Brother Antar for the great announcement, and we'd like to do that first. So Brother Antar, would you come forward?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is his last and final messenger to humanity. Assalamu alaikum. We have a few important great announcements today. That's why we changed the schedule just a little bit, but in the future it'll go back to the way it was. But we have a series, so bear with us, but they're interesting announcements, so it should hold your attention. The petition drive was successful on 3/6/1982. That was Saturday. And as a map has been designed to deal with this area, and you'll get more information on the map. But starting this Friday, there's going to be quite a few people going down to 14th and Broadway. There's going to be petition forms, leaflets, World Muslim News, Community Voice, megaphones, the whole, probably 34 people just going down doing a number of activities in the downtown area. And you'll probably be alerted to that, how it's going to take place and what time you'll leave, probably next Friday at Juma. And the booth for Oakland should be ready. There's already a booth in San Francisco. And we need volunteers for a booth. We got a permit at the Eastmont Mall. There's going to be a booth up there 7 days a week. And those of us who know about Oakland know there's a lot of people up there all the time, so we need volunteers to man that booth. And so we would like people to come and volunteer. This is a new fundraiser for Craze. And so we need, and so everybody that wears t-shirts or plays basketball or just likes to wear t-shirts around town should have one. You know, and you can't carry a sign all the time, but you can wear your t-shirt, you know, just walking them down the street. And it's real good propagation. And it's going to help us with some expenses that we're going to incur very soon. Today, New Liberation Baptist Church in San Francisco, Craig walked around that church today. And it was a very successful walk because we got some publicity Friday. I don't know if you've seen it, but we're on the front page of the Sun Reporter. And everybody knows how big a circulation the Sun Reporter has, so a lot of people know about us now, and that's good. And it's a possibility that the Oakland Tribune might give us some advertising after next week. So the church was ready for us. I'm sure they've heard about us from what happened in Oakland over the past month or so. So when Craig went in front of the church this morning, somebody immediately ran to the preacher to let the preacher know that Craig was out front, and then they took the information. I guess it just started going through the church. And I guess Craig has such a, they made the announcement, and now it's us. Craig has finally made it to us. And it was like the people were so distracted knowing that Craig was out front that the preacher could not hold their attention. And he had to stop on two or three occasions to tell them to pay attention to him. And Allah blessed it to rain outside, and Craig had to leave. So they never knew who, how many, what it looked like, or nothing. All they know was something happened. And now they are in the position that Oakland was in a few weeks back. So we're expecting to have a conversation with them, inshallah, in the very near future, so that the preachers in San Francisco can work together like the preachers are doing here in Oakland to eliminate their own problem. Because we put it on their minds. But the biggest announcement we have today is that we had an opportunity to talk to the Council of Imams yesterday, and we're going to go to a number of cities in the very near future. Starting first in March 20th, we're going to be in Los Angeles and to give an address. And April 23rd, New York City. April 24th, Washington, D.C. On the 25th, Detroit. May 6th, Atlanta. And May 7th, in Dallas, Texas. And like the imam said earlier, we have a plan that can stimulate some growth in our activities in Craig across the country. So we want to execute that plan, and we all want to come together August 21st in Dallas for a national Craig convention. And right now, planes are being chartered from Dallas. They're going to get a plane. Brother Razak is working on a plane now for Oakland, so we can fly together to Dallas. and it's going to be a very, very big event. So we all want to support it 100%. But what we need to do now is we're asking for total support from Crade in the Bay Area. We want to meet here next Friday at 7 o'clock to have a big Crade rally here in the Massachusetts, so that the best audience, I think, for a Crade address, the address that's going to be given to the nation, is a Crade audience. Something about people that, you know, in Crade, or people that are active in Crade. It's a very live audience. And so we want to give this talk next Friday night at 7 o'clock. And we'd like Crade to come out, and we'd like all the chairmen to come out with progress reports from what's going on in the area, and just kind of have a good time. We might even have some refreshments in the Culture Center. But we want total support from the whole Bay Area. We want to come out next Friday at 7 o'clock. And another announcement will be given next week at Juma, so that you can hear the talk that's going to be given to the country, and to help formulate that talk and get a comfortable feeling about the talk. Because again, I say the best audience, I think, is a Crade audience. It's just something about the believers in Crade. And we're at this point, we'd like to ask or suggest that everybody that's new in our body to come and get involved in Crade, because we really see clearly that it's not just a committee, it's our first pillar. And it's the best way to get, to really understand and get more out of your prayer, get more out of all the rest of the pillars, if you really can go out and get involved physically in the Crade activity. I mean, it's something about it. All you have to do is just, probably you can turn to your right or your left, and I bet you've got a Crade member on the side of you. You can ask them. And then they can explain to you, what it is about Crade, and probably encourage you to get involved in it. So we'll leave you with that, and inshallah, we'll see you all here next Friday at 7 o'clock for the rally. We should have a good time. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Antar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. For announcements for this afternoon, I want to remind you about the cap payments to Santa Barbara Savings. Following up on Crade, and it's important that we recognize that Imam Wahdi Muhammad stated that the whole masjid is not just this facility, but it's all of the activities that go on in the Muslim community. Crade, collective buying, the school, the cultural center, our arts, all those things are part of us. So we must keep the basic Crade concept as a fundamental guiding principle and all of that. So we all are members of the Crade committee. All of us are. So as much as we can support that, that's very important. The MPTA will be serving across the street barbecue link sandwiches, potato salad, chili cheese link sandwiches and potato salad, or pineapple upside down cake. All of the funds raised across the street in the Cultural Center go towards supporting our Claire Muhammad School. So know that that's what the money is going for. There will be a banquet given by the Muslim inmates of California Medical Facility Prison Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. on April 21st. Please see Brother Muhammad Bayan Muhammad before 2 weeks, that is March 21st. Our names must be in, and there's a limited sign-up list. I'd like to reread a notice that we had read some time ago, but it's very important that we keep this always on our mind. The following information has been brought to our attention by the Department of Public Health. We urge you to take notice, as it could cause serious damage, even death, to your child. According to police authorities, a form of tattoo transfer called Blue Star are readily available. This is a small sheet of white paper containing numerous blue stars the size of a pencil eraser. Each star is impregnated with LSD and can be removed from the paper to be placed in the mouth. Absorption can also occur through the skin by simply handling the paper. There are also brightly colored paper tabs resembling postage stamps inside and have pictures of Superman, Mickey Mouse, dressed as a sorcery apprentice, Dopey, and possibly other Disney characters. The stamps are packed in a red cardboard box with a picture of Mickey Mouse wrapped in foil in a Ziploc paper, a Ziploc type bag. They come in 5-inch square sheets with 100 perforated 1/4-inch square stamps. This is a new way of selling acid. A young child could happen upon these and have a fatal trip. Now, some of you may be aware of the dangerous impact of LSD. A person may have had it or not intentionally, and several years later, 15, 20 years later, a flashback will occur and take that person right back to that incident of that bad trip. Very dangerous drug. So we have to be constantly on the alert for the possible dangers to our children. And that's all of us, whether we're parents or not. It is important that all parents be alerted in case their child is involved, even innocently. So again, an alert. To the general community, an important proposal was written on behalf of the Clara Muhammad School that was not successful. That proposal was for a summer youth project. I've just been informed by Sister Rashida Medina that all proceeds received from the play, A Mirror of Faith, will go toward supporting the summer youth project. I'm sure you'll hear more about that in the future. California welcomes Imam Warsi Muhammad. The tickets are on sale. How many of you have your tickets or have pledged to get your tickets? We have ways to go, brothers and sisters. Now, I was informed that this weekend, brothers are in Los Angeles. Is it Phoenix as well? And they are working on making sure this is it will be a success. Our intent is to see that those who are in the local area are also have the opportunity of being there. Brother Azizuddin Bashir is holding his hand up in the back. There are also other brothers, Sister Aretha Rashid and others are available to see for the ticket. Please see them. I believe Brother Azizuddin also mentioned that you may pay a portion toward your ticket. So if you don't have a whole $25 for one ticket, talk to the brother and see if you can start a... For brochure pictures, please see Sister Aretha Rashid. As you may know, those of you who do not know, in the brochure for the California Day program, family portraits are being taken. Now, some businessmen have their ads, but we are a family community. And our families are also supporting this brochure. So those pictures go in the brochure to help support it and make the program a success. On the Clara Muhammad School, volunteers are still needed to assist in cleaning up the school. There have been great activity and great support this past weekend on cleaning up the cultural center. Those brothers and sisters who participated, it's a job well done. But this is our community, and it's not just on one day a month, but it's every day. You see some paper on the ground, some things that need to be done, do it. It makes the job much more easier for everyone. We want to remind you about our community voice. This is a program and activity, a communication organ that is now coming out of this masjid. It has some important dynamic articles in it by our imam and about our community in the western region, as well as the World Muslim News. On collective buying, two reports. First on the halal chicken. The halal chickens were not as large as we had anticipated. And what am I talking about? Normally, we had planned that the chickens would weigh between 3.5 and 3.25 pounds. So we budgeted according to that. In our slaughter this time, the chickens were smaller. Therefore, the average weight is probably about little under 3 pounds. Therefore, since we got the number to balance equally, instead of the weight to balance both of those, we found that we weren't getting the full $15 worth for the amount of chicken. Therefore, those who have orders for halal chicken will get your chickens. It'll be about 14 pounds and a refund of $3.40 per order. We felt it best to return to you the difference in cash so you can apply it to your next order or spend it as you saw fit. But this is what we are trying to do to ensure that we keep eating halal. We ask that you bear with us as we try to work on these kinds of aspects. We don't have control over the growing of the chicken, over the selection necessarily of which ones will be slaughtered. We only have control to see that the proper slaughter is done and then the proper processing get here and that equal shares are distributed among those who participate. We are hoping that the buyer consistent success in this program will be able to go and develop to be the producers and the manufacturers and the presenters. But that takes time, and with your consistent support, inshallah, we'll be able to accomplish that. The collective buying choices for this week. There are three. I'll read them and then ask for your selection. Honey, peanut butter, and a vegetable in season. Those are the three choices. All those who would like honey, please raise your hand. Thank you. All those who would like peanut butter. Okay. All those who would like a vegetable in season. I'm going to ask for a vote again on two. Honey is clear, so we'll set that aside. Now the choice is between peanut butter and a vegetable in season. Could I get some of the brothers in the back to also help? Okay. Brother Abu Bakr, you're back there in the corner. All those who like peanut butter, please raise your hand. Thank you. All those who like a vegetable in season, please raise your hand. I believe it's a vegetable in season. So we have honey. Thank you, Brother Abu Bakr. We have honey and a vegetable in season for our collective buying order next week. Remember, this is very important. For the honey, we save money because you bring the container. We save money because you bring the container. A third time. We save money because you bring the container. All right? Now, I want you to bring enough containers to hold about at least 10 to 15 pounds of honey. Glass containers are best. Small glass gallon jar. The large gallon jar. They store honey very well. They're economical. Okay, some of you may have others. And it must be wide mouth. Don't bring a gallon apple juice jar. I will send you home. Or alternatively, let you pour it. Because the opening is small, it takes a long time for the honey to run down. And those of you who tried it with us last time know that there's great difficulty in trying that. Okay? So bring a wide mouth container, let it be at least 2 gallon container, and we're sure that we'll get the kind of honey that will benefit us all. One last announcement, and this is very important, and I'm very happy to announce it. The program called Political Perspective, it's on Channel 12 Cablevision, Monday the 8th, I believe, right? It'll be Monday the 8th. And the host is Mr. Rusty Jackson. Rusty Jackson is the special assistant, administrative assistant to Mayor Lionel Wilson, the mayor of Oakland. And he has a political program on the air. I believe it's our show. Our Imam Fahim Shwe is the guest on the program. He had an outstanding program last week. He'll be on again this week and for the next 2 succeeding weeks. The topic is... The topic last week was the Nation of Islam, now the American Muslim Mission. The topics are relevant, they're today, and if you want, or if you don't have cable, call someone that has cable and tell them to turn it on. The viewing audience determines what programs are important. That's how they take ratings. Let's make sure that this gets a high rating. And I'm not pushing Imam Fahim's way. I'm pushing the concept he's pushing. Because the concept he's pushing is our leader, Imam Waqif Muhammad. Now, some of you may have questions about that. I don't question it at all. So I support the brother because I know who he's following. I'm following the same man. Okay, and I believe we all are here. So I pray this to Allah. Time is 7 o'clock, excuse me. Thank you. Time is 7 p.m. Monday. And that'll be every Monday for, the next 2 consecutive Mondays.
What cable station?
12.
12?
Yes, sir. 12. So if you don't have cable, call someone that does and tell them, turn it on at 7 o'clock and learn something. There were some sunglasses left last Juma. I see the sister in the back. I'll give them to you. Were there any other announcements that I missed? Thank you very much, Brother Man. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm sure we all know to listen in the KEST on Tuesdays at 8:30 to 9. And this Tuesday, the topic is the woman, the role of the woman in society, I believe, and dress and several other things will be discussed. Brother Adesanya is the host, you know, for that program. And this Tuesday, we have to have a new panelist, a new person participating with us. That's Sister, I can't think of her name right now. Aisha. Sister Aisha will be joining us this Tuesday. That's at 8 o'clock. That's KEST. I don't know where it is on the dial. I think it's F 1450. It's FM. AM. AM station 1450 KEST. All right. Yes, we should support these things. Because believe me, all organizations encourage their people to listen to their programs on the radio, because that can build up the rating, as Brother Adesanya says. And when the rating is built up, that means you have a better relationship with that station. You see, maybe you can bargain with them even when the next price is given. You see, because you are helping their network, you're helping their station farming. All right, so thank you very much. We have with us three staff members from Chicago. All of them work with the Department of Education in Chicago, particularly with the college project. Imam Matthew Hamidullah is the director of the project. And he has with him Brother Rashid, who assists in that program, and also a sister who's also Rashid, Dr. Rashid. She's a sister from Michigan area, and she's also in Chicago now assisting with the program. So I'm going to ask Brother Imam Matthew Hamidullah to come up and give us the greetings and make whatever comment or whatever disclosure he would like to make. As-salamu alaykum.
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most compassionate, all praise is due to Allah, the God and the Avowed, the Cherisher, the Sustainer of all the world. We're very thankful to Allah to be here today in or Oakland, California, to hear the leader, Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, and to be with you here in the Oakland Masjid. As Imam Muhammad has stated, we have accompanying us Dr. Aisha Rashid, who's the Vice President for Academic Affairs for the college, and Brother Abdul Rashid, no relation, who is the Vice President for Administration and Academic Affairs and for Student Affairs. And the project in Chicago is, in our estimation, going quite well. We are planning to make anticipated opening in September of this year, inshallah, if all our plans materialize. We just recently returned from a trip overseas, which took us to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And as the man did state unequivocally, that the people there look without question to Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad as the bright shining star in the religion of Al-Islam. All the people, all the learned people, all the sheikhs will not let me leave any time that I talk to them without having a 5 to 10 to 15 minute testimony to who the Imam was and what he was doing. So certainly the Imam is telling us that which is absolutely true. They recognize him in Mecca, in Medina, all over. The big sheikhs, the little sheikhs, and all the sheikhs in between recognize Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad. So brothers and sisters, certainly my pleasure and privilege to be here, and I hope sometime maybe to be able to visit you more frequently. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
So we thank Brother Imam Hamidullah for the words that he has given us and shared with us today. And we're going to close the meeting now with the Dua al-Fatiha. And if, those among us who are not Muslims, we wouldn't say this prayer without excusing you or giving you the right to excuse yourself if we didn't know this prayer was in accord with your religion too. There's nothing in this prayer that is against your religion. I don't care what denomination you belong to. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. If Brother Muhammad Abdullah from Hayward, California, if he's still here, would he meet me in the office now?